the stone man. And I'd like to read this from there. A true navigator, he could course the old printworks from memory, decoding a world of pikers and rubies, of going to the case for Brevere, Rejoice, lining the back to front type, sort by sort, or leading the galley for the optimum gauge, before taking the chase to the stone man, who dress it with furniture, side sticks, coins, measuring the gutters, locking the form for the press. A world of infinite detail, he learned to tell founts by the slightest flourish, the kern of an F, the spur of a G, those stubby descenders of Gaudi, those Baskerville J's, Fournier Z's, and the crace wash of Caslon or Garamond. He would scour the cases for dog's cocks, ampersands, drumming up scraps on the origins of out of sorts, or how we take upper and lower case from the height at which the type was stored. To handle the language like that, to lift, assured, each letter into place, knowing it either clean or dist, one or the other, no in between, and throwing the frock type for the recast when the paraffin no longer did the trick. And yet, more than aware of composing a line that soon would be lifted and distributed, so that nothing he worked would survive him, only its residue, imposed, imprint, out of it. In the same way, his men and friends are scattered now, far flung or melted down, leaving only the legacy and the printer's old jokes of how, as a young devil, some wag would send him for sky hooks, striped ink, an italic space, or the old long wait. And what, after all, did the zero say to the eight, but, I like your belt. The thing, you know, that goes with the mongoose, no mouse, no, again. The thing this, triangular shape with hands. And the thing this, rectangular shape with hands. And I want some. Okay. Far from okay. It's November and you've talked this way since March. Raffling for nouns. What my compositor would call a pie. Your galley of the swapped around. Thank God. How it makes you smile to hear yourself say that you've fed the briefcase or the mantelpiece. And in its way, how eloquent that booting your laptop fractures the sky. But you're tongue-tied, belted, deported from language to where there are almost no zooms or orange nose bags, going to the place of the three easy ones, the head grind tea or some such else. And 5 miles out of surgery, your head still newly sewn, you ask, when will the stone cutter come to cut the stone? Let me set this line the way you want it, and lay the letters you would choose. No damaged characters or battered type, no sort in need of planing, no widows and orphans, but the right fount, sheer measure, aligned, and no omissions. All we want is to draw a little proof from the world, from time to time to catch sight of ourselves in the printer's mirror and say we set it right, before moving on to the stone man to leave his indelible mark, so that long after the inking and the distributing of sorts, what is left is binding, an impression, and paper.